What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Welcome to the episode of Love and Reality Podcast. I am your host, Ricky Valero. On today's episode, we were supposed to start unpacking the first episode of The Bachelorette starring Taylor Frankie Paul. Instead, we are going to talk about the incredible mess that has been presented to us over the last week. I'm joined by Mackenzie. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm intrigued. I don't know, because it's crazy to think about it, how this week has unfolded. Like, it's just been one crazy thing after another. And like, we're exchanging messages, we're exchanging texts, Instagram, TikTok. There's so many videos going around. It's trying to unpack it all. And at the end of the day, it was like, you know what? Let's just conversate about it, because God knows where this is going to go and God knows how either one of us feels. But this is definitely different from what we had originally planned.
Well, I would say this is one of the craziest things to happen in pop culture since, like, genuinely Scandoval. Like, I can't remember the last time I was just refreshing, like going to people's pages and just refreshing and refreshing. I'm looking on Twitter. I'm looking on Instagram. I'm looking on TikTok. I'm like trying to see everyone's socials and see like everyone's opinions, any updates, any paparazzi photos. I was just like hungry for like just figuring out what is going on. And I just can't remember intrigue like that since, you know, everything happened with Scandoval years ago.
Yeah. And it was like, it's kind of weird because when you watch The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives season 4, I felt like we saw a version of Taylor that we hadn't before. Because at first it was almost like she was kind of like a background character to, like, obviously she's supposed to be the leader type of thing. But then, like, as I'm watching each episode, you start to see like the little things, which I hated the whole reunion thing. Like, I hated, like, we saw the reunion. We didn't need a film, like, to watch an episode of the reunion. We would watch the reunion. That to me, like, was kind of irritating.
Yeah. Too, right? They're pumping out new seasons so quickly. It's like making our head spin. I feel like we need a break. The girls obviously need a break. It's probably good that production's paused for a bit.
It really is. Because there's no other show does this. Like, I mean, and like consistent with the cast, right? You know what I mean? Like, I'm talking like you're filming, you're showing a show in spring, and then there's one in the fall. Like, no show really does that consistent or has done that in a while, right? You know what I mean? So it's like, and the hard part about a lot of that is so much of what happens in their lives is filmed every single day because they are whatever influencers, it's mom talk. So like a lot of it, you're getting like, there was a lot of season 4. I was like, I already know all of this. Right. You know what I mean? Like, there was so much of what happened in season where I was like, oh, that kind of played out on like whatever social media platform already. Like when, you know, Dakota was sleeping with so-and-so, or this person was with this person, and like watching Layla's relationship with, I forgot his name. play out. And it's like, oh, well, they're broken up now. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I don't know.
I mean, yeah, you can't say that the women aren't giving. They give us their lives all day, every day, whether it's through like the cameras, the show, or their social media and their comments and everything. Like, they're professionals at this point. But I don't know. I do feel a little bit different than your opinion on Taylor playing a background character this year, if any, or this season. I feel like she was very front and center, and especially when it came to like all the drama was about like her and Dakota. It seemed like there was like little like Jesse's marriage and this and that. But like, and then we like followed her to like this random like town in Colorado to go like talk to her dad's friend, and I have to be honest, I found that so boring. I might have even skipped some of it. I just did not really see the point of all that, except I really think ABC was like trying to show I think the point of it was so that Hulu could kind of like show her as like healing. Like, look at what she's doing. She's talking to her, like, this friend of her dad's. She's trying to understand, like, you know, the toxic, you know, behavior of her parents and, like, heal her relationship with Dakota. Like, I feel like they tried so hard to paint Taylor in this light as someone who's healing before she went on The Bachelorette. But, like, by the end, you just couldn't hide it. You just couldn't, like, sleeping with him the night before she goes to The Bachelorette. Like, there's no way they could paint her in a light as a healed individual.
Yeah. And what I was saying is, like, early on, I felt like she was, but like, obviously the entire back half of the season was where I felt like she was just like consistently like the forefront. I just felt like a little bit early on, it was just like, even it's crazy to me, because like, I love the idea and the concept of her being The Bachelorette, but then like, when you watch this season, you can tell the show is on its last leg. Like, you can tell. Like, this is what, like, this season was supposed to be, hopefully for them, like, the big hurrah to possibly, like, maybe salvage. Because the ratings haven't been great. The seasons haven't been exactly overwhelmingly positive when it comes to people. The relationships aren't exactly, you know, jumping out the window and staying consistently together. It's not like, you know, Love is Blind, where you have at least one couple you can grasp onto.
Right.
You know,
there's this is like one couple at the end, 9 times out of 10, they break up sometimes before there's even like an after the rose, you know, finale.
For sure. And it's like, when I watched this, I was like, man, I cannot believe, like, you have got to, like, cause you know, they're filming this, like, ABC knows they're filming the aftermath of everything. So like, it's they're hand in hand. Did you not, like, in my head, I'm like, she keeps on going back and screwing Dakota. Like, what is that going to do for our show? What is that going to do for the potential of our future? And it's like, they're like, you know what, screw it. Let's just YOLO. You know what I mean?
I mean, they should have been able to tell, like, you know, when Dakota went to the Vanderpump Villa and apparently slept with someone there, and she went absolutely ballistic, asking him if he liked it and all of that weird shit. Like, that should have been like a sign. Like, this girl like cannot let go. And yeah, you're right. ABC, Hulu, they knew what they were getting themselves into. They took a risk and they got burnt.
Yeah. And it's crazy because and we'll talk a little bit about the aftermath of it, but you're right. It's like, you watch every single episode, and I have been a Taylor Frankie Paul apologist, you know, for every season, right? I have been. And this is the first season where I'm like, and I feel bad for her in a way. And again, and I'm going to say, I'll say this too. What she did was wrong, right? You know, we can all agree that what happens in the video, traumatic, right? You know what I mean? The video should have never been released in a million years. Like, I'm going to say that. And I know Dakota is adamantly saying he didn't release it. I don't know if I believe that because I saw something. So, and this is weird. TMZ releases so much, right? We know what they release. Apparently, if TMZ gets a video that is like from a court order, they have to put on like their post that it's a court order. However, they did not do that.
And TMZ did confirm that it definitely was not from a court order. Right. They said it was sent to them by an individual.
Correct. So it's like, come on. So maybe Dakota didn't send it, but Dakota sent it. In my opinion, I'm just saying, I feel very overwhelmingly positive.
I mean, it came from his phone. Like, I don't know, if not the court, like from court documents or right. files, like exactly. where, who else has that on their phone?
Exactly. Like, did you just send that to everybody? Like, I mean, then somebody in Dad Talk, which I think needs to just be driven off of a cliff. And I never want to, I saw somebody say that Dad Talk should have their own show so that nobody watches it and we don't have to see it in Mom Talk Show. You know what I mean? I would, please. You know what I mean? Like, yes.
And there's so many storylines that apparently got cut out because of it. Like, Macy was talking about how, like, her book tour actually had, like, a really cool, like, you know, tour through New York and New Jersey, and Michaela showed up. And then, like, when she was having an argument with Jacob, they had a really special heart-to-heart where they cried. Like, apparently, like, there's a lot of special moments that all got cut out. Anything positive.
That's what I was going to say.
And I saw a comment that was like, we had Dad Talk instead of that. Like,
yeah, because she said that she wasn't even mad at Jen and Whitney for not showing up because they were filming Dancing with the Stars at the same time. And if you watch the fucking show, it was like she was overwhelmingly just mad at everybody for not showing up.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
But I don't know. I just also I want to say during the whole entire season where it was like the constant where it was like, here's what Demi had to say. And it was just like an empty chair. Like that was some of the funniest like shit ever. Right.
Yes. And we could talk about, you know, Mom Talk forever and secret lives. But like, I mean, the thing that I, like you said, I think we all agree that what Taylor Frankie Paul did was awful. I'll say I am not a Taylor Frankie Paul apologist. I was always kind of sketched out by her and like, just didn't quite, I don't know. I just kind of felt like looking at her, I could just tell she's a deeply disturbed individual. And so I never really resonated with her on that, but I was rooting for her. Like I definitely saw that she did a lot of work on herself and she like genuinely seems to try to work on herself. It's just, I don't know. It just sounds like from what we're hearing that there really has never been any healing. And apparently the abuse has been ongoing beyond just that 2023 video.
Yeah. And the thing with it is like my problem with this is this, right? Everybody sees it. You can even see the moments whenever you're leading to the finale where the girls are at the airport and they're just there supporting her, signs, everything. And she tough. Just, it was, I would have been done. Like, I'm like, and the thing, she wasn't tired. She just wasn't hungover. No, it was just Dakota again. And my problem with this is this. The 2023 thing isn't really new, right? I remember we talked a little bit about it off the air a little bit, but it was like, she had the video on the Vile File podcast where she owned all of this, right? Now, obviously, when you have a video, it does change the perspective and it does show you it in a different light. But nothing from 2023 is new. However, there is some overwhelmingly new stuff that has transpired that has, you know, brought everything to the horizon. My big problem is this. I believe Taylor Frankie Paul is 100% to blame for her actions. However, the constant filming, the constant producers putting her and him, her, them both, in this consistent bubble of like when you film, it's like you're under contract, you have to film, you have to film with this person. Of course, they have a kid together. You know, that plays a factor into it. But like, at what point in time does it stop being about the show and about the well-being of this individual that you're milking the cow? You know what I mean? Like milking her for everything because you're going from The Bachelor or from Secret Life of Mormon Wives filming back to back to back to then she went from that to film The Bachelorette. And then was coming back from The Bachelorette, you're filming again, because again, they were filming right now. Like they were filming as, you know, before they shut down filming, what I think like a week ago. And it's like, when you consistently put somebody on that position, you send them to the villa, you know what happened at the last villa and what it caused. It almost caused like 50 million divorces. And then like, in the end, like Jesse and what the fuck's her husband's name?
Jordan,
that's it. I'm sorry. I'm just not a fan. No, I don't like. Okay. I don't like any of these guys, and I like.
It's very forgettable.
Yeah. So outside of like, you knew what happened last time, which ultimately led to him being like, "I can't do this anymore." Which I mean, I wish he would have said it a year ago. But you sent them to the villa knowing that was going to cause drama. You knew Dakota was going to go over there. Dakota's a whore. Like we know that. You know what I mean? Like it's not common, you know what I mean? So it's like you knew all of these things were just going to trigger her. And again, I'm not making that excuse for her, but these people consistently put these people in these bubbles. And of course, this is going to fall out the way that it did.
Yeah. Yeah. There's just no reason that Dakota needed to spend the night in the same house as Taylor. And that one.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Prenuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Scene where they're out in LA, whatever. Like, there's no reason. And it does seem like, again, Hulu, the production is just trying to push her to her absolute limit in order to, like you said, because it's entertaining.
Yeah.
So I definitely think that there's a lot of ethical issues with all of this. And I do really wonder if, you know, The Bachelorette being canceled, how that's going to impact Slamu.
Right. It's going to be massive. Because we've talked about it a little bit. I'm like, they have an opportunity. We know they do. They have a strong opportunity for this resilient comeback story, right? You know what I mean? They have a really strong one. We've seen it done before in reality TV a million times. However, are the other ladies going to be willing to go down that path? The problem is will anybody watch The Secret Life of Mormon Wives without Taylor Frankie Paul?
I feel like I'm invested. Well, now I'm really invested in what's going on with Jesse and Jordan. Like, I
right.
Oh, my
I need God. Them to stop feeling. I remember you. What did you text? I'm trying to remember. You said like, we need the cameras on everybody. Like, stat.
Seriously, you can't not be paused right now. I need to know what's going on with that. I heard a rumor that she's going on Call Her Daddy. I hope it's true because I need to know every detail. Unfortunately.
Well, you saw that what happened was she was supposed to go on there to announce that she was going to get a divorce, and then he filed divorce because he found out she was going on the show.
Oh my gosh.
To put it out there before she had the opportunity to announce it on her podcast. And I'm like, what a bitch.
Typical. Yeah. Well, it'll still be juicy even still. Yes. I'm so excited. But no, I feel like I'm invested. Like I'm really invested in Jesse's single era. I am invested in Jen and Zach's, like, what the heck are they doing? Like, they're always kind of up and down. Michaela, like, yeah, a little bit. Macy, she's a little too stable and like, make a good leader, though. I feel like Macy would make a good leader in that she's stable. She has leadership qualities. She would keep the girls together. I kind of see her, Jesse, being like the new leader. And then maybe Taylor comes back in after a break. Like, I definitely see, like, that in itself could be a really interesting storyline. Like, a mid-season, they bring her back. She's been to some kind of inpatient treatment of some type. And then they slowly kind of, you know, reintegrate her into the group. And, you know, I would definitely be open to learning, like, or to watching Taylor's healing journey in an authentic way after she's taken a legit break to get help, like serious help.
Yeah. And I agree with you 100%. Like there's so much in it. Like no offense to Layla. Like anybody loves Layla. I just don't care. I feel like to me, and this is like, I just feel like she's a shit starter. Like I feel like every time she's on the screen, she's like stirring.
Yeah. Well, there has to be one. I feel like that is the thing I actually appreciate. That I think she knows that she is not the like most entertaining of all the girls. And so I think maybe that's why that role like she almost feels like she has to be the starter, because if she doesn't, number one, who will? Number two, what else does she bring to the table? I don't know. So in that way, I actually do kind of appreciate her taking that on. But I don't know. Back to The Bachelorette, I don't know what they're going to do. I think we've heard that they're going to like play reruns of American Idol, which is the saddest thing I've ever heard. But have you heard what the rumor mill has said about The Bachelorette?
No.
Replacement?
Who?
I've heard rumors that they like have talked to Layla and Miranda doing like a dual like season. Like,
but she does. Miranda needs to get like divorced first, though. She's still legally married to Chase, though, so like she's gonna have to like.
Chase would be out of his mind. I know he would show up on that show. I love Chase. I know you love Chase. And I just know if Miranda went out there, he would definitely try to enter himself into being like one of the men.
That would be hilarious. I'd watch that. I mean, I would watch it. I mean, I just love Chase. I love Chase. I do. I don't like, I mean, his TikToks make me laugh.
Yeah. No, he definitely is like very funny and self-aware, and like, he has got a lot of good qualities. I just don't know if I'll ever get over like some of the stuff that he said about the other women.
I will say my favorite, like one of my favorite scenes of this, or favorite scenes of this season of Secret Life of Mormon Wives, was whenever he's like, he used the Michael Scott, like how the turntables turn, you know what I mean? That whole line where like he was like able to shove it back in everybody else's face. That was hilarious. But I would be intrigued. I don't think Layla's interesting enough. I'm sorry. Like I think Miranda, like she has a good personality. I think she's like very vibrant. I don't mind her. I don't have like strong feelings against her. I think she's okay on the show, but of everybody on the show, obviously, I mean, ideally I would love to see like Jesse do it, but you know what I mean? Like that's not, you know what I mean? Like that to me is like way better idea than the other two. But I think that
would be crazy. They file for divorce, and then like a week later, they just like fly her out to LA to redo The Bachelorette.
And like, speaking of Bachelorette, like, what's the point of airing it now? Like, the rumor mill had been out there of like who had won, and I didn't see any of it. But then it was like, it was forced in your face right after all of this news broke. You know what I mean? Like, it was like,
yeah, we were both wrong too.
Yes, massively wrong. Oh, can we talk about how we missed the hometown? Like, there was a hometown date for Nashville with her too.
Really?
Yes, the Nashville dude was one of the final four.
When did that happen? I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, so apparently, like, he was like one of the final four. I was like disappointed. I was like kind of sad. I was like, we've missed the opportunity of the final four of him, and her be in Nashville. I was like, I didn't like.
It must have kept that under wraps, because I never heard like anyone talk about or like anyone taking pictures or anything.
Right. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, that was a hell of a like under wrap situation, but yeah, I mean, we know who won the guy, and I do think it's hilarious these guys are trying to sue. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry you didn't get your 5 minutes.
I do not care about these men, and like, and I'm not sad that they didn't get their 15 minutes of fame. And when they were like posting the contestants' like responses, like one of them said like, hey guys, thanks for reaching out. Like, I'm okay. I hope to share more soon. I'm like, I do not care. I don't know you. I don't care if you're okay. Like, sorry you lost your 15 minutes. Sorry that happened to you, but like, nobody cares. Like, we're kind of busy.
Right. Exactly. Like, the last thing we cared about when this was announced was you. And we really weren't even caring about you being on the show. It was more of us watching her on the show with you as the, you know, ancillary pieces of the puzzle. You know what I mean? Like, it blew my mind, because they're like, oh, well, ABC can't sue her. They knew the 2023 incident. Obviously, again, we know there's more recent things, but like when the video was released, you know, the video made the damning thing, which made them eventually pull the trigger on the thing. But like, they're not going to be able to sue it. Nobody's suing anybody. Let's relax. And nobody.
But everyone's saying they're suing everyone. Now I'm hearing that Ricky Paul is thinking about suing ABC because they knew all this, and they still, you know, and now they're like, you know, taking things away from her.
Correct. And what's crazy is like she shot so much towards the end of last week when they were in limbo of them announcing whether or not they were going to cancel it. Because the video that came out, I'm trying to remember, it was like Wednesday or something like that. And she was like on The View. She was on like Good Morning America or something like that, like preparing obviously for the show Sunday. And then eventually they just pulled it anyway. So I just hope that somebody's like with her right now. Like she, I agree. Cause you can't imagine what this is doing to her headspace. Cause now she can't see one of her children. Cause she can't see them until the court date. And like, this can only, I can only imagine the trickle down effect, right, of what's transpiring right now for her. You know what I mean? Like, I really hope for the sake of her children that she's getting the help she needs.
Yeah, no, that's really sad that she's not going to be able to see ever until like the court date, which is April 7th, I believe. That
right.
That alone, as a, like, I'm not a mom, but if I were, I imagine that would absolutely kill me.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you know, there's rumors, apparently they have a picture of Dakota and Tate both together at the courthouse. I don't know if Tate was trying to do something there. I don't even know if that's really been like confirmed. But again, like, I'm wondering how it's impacting her other kids. I'm sure she has like her mom and like her family seems to really like support her and have a lot of unconditional love for her. But I don't know if the other girls from Secret Lives, I don't really know if they're actually in contact with her.
Yeah, because we saw, was it Layla and Miranda? I was not surprised Layla came out and said anything. I knew she was going to, but the one person I wish would stop commenting is Harry Jossi, because like I just need him to like go away. But
what is
like,
he saying? The only thing I've seen of him is like trying to figure out how much money ABC is losing, which I've heard it could be anywhere like north of 100 million.
Yeah, because it's like apparently it costs like $2 million an episode to shoot. Yeah. And that doesn't include everything else like marketing and all that. So that's just how much it costs. So if there's 12 episodes, there's, you know, 24 million right there. You have marketing, how much they probably paid her to be on the show. Like, they just go, the list goes on and on and on and on. Oh, right?
The cast or like the production staff, yeah. The crew, yeah. Everything. Like,
yeah.
I've heard that on those like final episodes, when there's like a proposal, they can have like around 200 people on set.
That's insane. And it's no wonder everything gets leaked about that show. Like, when you have that many people, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? But it's going to be interesting. I don't know where this goes from here. And obviously, we're going to be on the edge of our seat at every turn. You know what I mean? Like, it's interesting.
I'm so sad. I feel like I'm having withdrawals for a show that I didn't even get to watch. Like,
yeah.
Is it bad that I just wish that, like, they just release it? Like, I don't know, just put on Hulu. Like, maybe, like...
drop all 15 episodes on Hulu. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of just... I mean, why... You know, it would be watched. Like, I don't understand. Like, it would be watched. I mean, yeah. We'd probably be the first two to watch it, but we would watch. You know what I mean? Like, we would, you know what I mean?
Like, I know. There is like a morbid curiosity, even though I know how it ends. And even though I know that it was really inauthentic in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
I still want to see it. I can't help it. I don't know. I was really, she is nothing if not good TV. And, but she is a human at the end of the day. We do wish her well. We wish her
sure.
That she gets the help she so desperately needs. But I don't know. I don't know where things go from here. It'll be really interesting to see. And I hope there's maybe going to be some updates this week.
Yeah, absolutely. And I look forward to seeing what that is. And I'm tired of the speculations. I'm really just kind of hoping that they wrap a bow around the entire situation, whether it's like, hey, we're shelving this forever. We're, you know, that's what's happening, et cetera, and then going from there. And then we can kind of rest on it. But then obviously we're really kind of hoping that the cameras are still shooting Jesse right now, because we need all of those details. But other than that, obviously we're going to have to find something else to cover. There's a lot coming out, but not, I guess, not as juicy as The Bachelorette. But
what do we even do now, Ricky? What do we, we watch? Love is Blind is over.
It is.
Attraction. I know you are, but is it good? Like, is it's actually so good. Good?
Yes. I was more skeptical anywhere in the world when we text about it. I really like Age of Attraction. And yes, the first couple episodes, cringy. Is it a little bit cringy at times? Yes, but it's actually good TV. Love Overboard starts this week, which I really hate when they drop like 9 episodes or something all at once. But
is that Peacock or Hulu? What is that?
Hulu. It's Hulu. Yeah, it's okay. Hulu.
That's Gabby Windy, right?
Yeah, Gabby Windy's hosting. It's Alex Cooper's production company too. So maybe we can get together there on that.
There we go. That's something.
Yes, we'll have to watch that and we can come back and talk about that. But I think if we need to have emergency podcasts, we will plan to have them based on any news coming out, because this is like too good not to talk about. As always, Mackenzie, thank you for joining me. And like I said, we'll be back very, very soon breaking down something.
Yep. Well, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.